Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're cracking open a really important document, the Delegation Principles for Public Administration and Financial Management. So this was approved back in August 2013. Our aim here is pretty straightforward. Give you a quick sense of what this document is actually for, its main goals, and how it's structured. It was all about trying to modernize the South African public service.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's really striking is that core objective. It's explicitly about driving towards, you know, an efficient, effective, and development-focused public service. It really hammers home that delegated authority needs to directly lead to better service delivery. It connects everything back to the president's outcomes-based approach. So less about process, more about results.
Okay, so let's dig into the foundation a bit. This document sets guidelines for delegations under two key laws, right? The Public Service Act, the PSA, and the Public Finance Management Act, the PFMA. And it's worth noting, this idea of decentralizing, pushing power downwards, it's not totally new. It fits into international trends we saw starting, what, back in the mid-80s?
Exactly. And if you boil it down, the whole framework really defines that crucial relationship between the senior manager, they call them the principal functionary, or PF, and the official getting the tasks, the delegated official, the DO. They define power. That's the legal right to make decisions affecting rights or duties, and duty, which is the legal obligation to actually do something.
Right. So you have the power and the duty. But here's where it gets interesting for me. The principal functionary delegates the authority and the responsibility to the delegated official. But what about accountability? Who's ultimately on the hook if things go sideways?
That's the absolute key distinction here. The principal functionary, the one the power originally belongs to, remains accountable. Full stop. You can delegate the task, the responsibility to do it, but you cannot delegate the final accountability for the outcome. That stays right at the top.
Yeah, that's a critical point. But what gives the PF the right to delegate in the first place? They can't just decide to pass things off, surely.
No, they can't. There has to be what the document calls an empowering provision. Basically, some legislation or maybe common law that explicitly says, yes, you are authorized to delegate this specific power or duty.
Without that specific permission slip, that empowering provision, any delegation is just invalid.
Pretty much. It wouldn't hold up legally. And speaking of legal checks.
Right. Because if a decision is made under delegation, it can be challenged, can't it?
Absolutely. Right. Any administrative action taken using delegated power falls under the Promotion of Administrative Justice Act, PIJ. It has to be lawful, reasonable, and procedurally fair. If not, it's open to judicial review.
So they built in a kind of compliance check.
Exactly. There's a requirement. Every single submission that goes up for a delegated decision has to confirm that it meets PIJ requirements. It acts as a safeguard.
Okay, so the principles seem clear, but the reality.
Right.
A review by the DPSA and National Treasury found some, let's say, implementation challenges.
That's putting it mildly. A major finding was that powers and duties were often over-centralized. Things weren't being delegated effectively.
You mean like heads of department hotties were still approving things way down the chain, like junior appointments?
Precisely. The review found hotties were sometimes still signing off on appointments down at level 11 or 12. Imagine the bottleneck that creates.
Yeah, you can see how that would slow everything down. So the fix involved standardization.
Correct. The document provides standard templates. One set for public administration delegations linked to the Minister for Public Service and Admin, and another for financial delegations under the Minister of Finance. Hotties have to use these, keep them updated, and send copies in every year or whenever they change things. It brings consistency.
So wrapping this up, what's the big picture takeaway? Where is this all heading?
The real push now, highlighted by FOSAG, that's the Forum of South African Directors General, is towards minimum levels of delegation. They want to make sure hotties are actually empowering their staff. Specifically, executive authorities are now essentially required to delegate appointment powers right up to the chief director level, which is level 14, down to their hotties. It's trying to force that decentralization.
That sounds like a significant shift, really pushing power down. But here's something for you, the listener, think about. Given that the principal functionary stays fully accountable, and remembering that review found managers were often hesitant, maybe worried about their subordinates' capacity, how much real-world friction might this mandated delegation face, despite these strong principles? Something to chew on.